Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 29th and the whole week ahead. The energy comes from the sign of Libra, so if you're a Capricorn who wants to sort out a career matter or anything to do with a professional area of your life, then think about it today. I know it's a Saturday, but some of you work, and if you're not working, then think about where it is that you want to go next. A good day for Capricorns who are careerists. And here's your Sunday stars. Because the moon is now in the sign of Scorpio, to think about your future is a very good thing. Now, yesterday was about career and other things, but you know, for some of you, you may have avoided issues and decided that you don't want to confront something to do with your ambitions or whatever. But today, the moon says, go on, spoil yourself. Think about your future. Make plans, little by little, bit by bit, they could fall into place. Here's your Monday stars. Now this couldn't be better for relationships. Venus, the goddess of love, moving into your house of relationships, the seventh house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Venus in the seventh, because it is lovely. Venus in this position is great for weddings, for meeting someone new. Do you know, even if you're getting divorced or you're separated, in a strange kind of way it helps because things can be done amicably. Whatever way you look at it, Venus aids relationships. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now yesterday I talked about Venus moving into your seventh house and how it can be good. Even if you're getting divorced, it means you end as friends. But it can also be very good if you're a single Capricorn. If you're looking for love, if you're looking for someone to share your life with, or just to enjoy some fun, gentle times together. Venus, over the next few weeks, opens up a pocket of love which you can put your hand and heart into. Here's your Wednesday stars. Time to relax a little, time to step back from things and take the long-term view. Very often we need to step outside the circle to see what's going on in our lives, and that's what you should be doing today. Don't get too involved with others, and if you can be just on your own in solitary confinement, that's not a bad idea. It will give you that detachment to see what precisely is going on around you. And here's your Thursday stars. Now, because Uranus is moving backwards in the sign of Aries, you're going to find that over the next few weeks, even months, you need to consider options when it comes to domestic and family matters. It's almost as though you haven't dealt with a major situation. You know it's there and it could be brewing, but either you or someone else has been distracted from dealing with something fundamental in your life. Well, over the next few weeks, you will have to, because changes are nigh. Here's your Friday stars. One of the most difficult aspects with Jupiter squaring Pluto, Jupiter in the 10th square Pluto in your first house, and it does mean that are unscrupulous and unprincipled, even immoral people around you. I hope it's not you, because what comes around goes around, but it could be in your personal life or professional life. But there is somebody around I really do not like, and you shouldn't get involved with them because it could end up in a legal tussle or a psychological power play. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.